The opinions expressed on the following sponsored program are strictly those of the host, guests, and callers, and not necessarily those of this station, its staff, management, or sponsors. Welcome to the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour with your hosts, Mr. Al Foreman and licensed nutrition counselor, Janet Cimarelli. The Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour brings to you the very latest nutrition information, and the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Centers bring you EDLP. More about EDLP during the show. Here are your hosts, Al Foreman and Janet Cimarelli, licensed nutritionist.
Start spreading. Good morning, everybody. This is Al Foreman for the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour. It is a bright, beautiful, very, very sunny Monday morning here in the city of Bargate. It's August 7th. And we're past the first week of the month. And joining me this morning up at the studios of WWNN Radio and 95.3 FM Radio is Janet Cimarelli. Good morning, Janet.
Good morning, Al.
I hope that you had a nice weekend.
Certainly did.
Me too. It was lovely. The weather was with us. We had a little bit of rain off and on, but it was very, very pleasant. And we're off to start a great week this week. I want to let our listeners know that you will be here today from 2 to 5. And anybody have any questions about some of the issues that you spoke about on Friday and Saturday? Saturday was the rebroadcast of drug interactions. And I think that people that are using pharmaceuticals have to be aware of some of the dangers, not to say that they're not worthwhile. All I'm saying is that you have to be aware of some of the consequences that could arise with drug interactions. With that said, we have a great topic for today, but I do want to let our listeners know that we do have in full swing right now the mail order service. So if you'd like to have these everyday low price products from national brand manufacturers, which is what we only stock, national brand manufacturers, so you can compare our prices with anybody else's prices. And I'm speaking about even local stores that offer you wholesale, 50% off, 30% off, 10% off. They come up with all these numbers to try to entice you to buy products. And when you analyze what they're selling it for, you come to realize that those prices are not really low prices. Nobody compares to the prices here at Save-A-Lot. And we're very proud of that. So anytime you have an offer for products, check our prices and see what our prices are compared to our competitors. And that includes all the online people that sell national brand products as well. The mail order service is available from 9 a.m. to 8 p.m. Monday through Friday and Saturday from 9 to 6, which are our store hours. The local number, if you live in the Broward County area, is 754-307-1655. That's 754-307-1655. All those people that place an order for the first time, you'll get a $10 gift certificate that you can use either in the store or for a future mail order. And we do ship products free with a $100 order. If it's under $100, there is a slight charge. If you live outside of the Broward County area, we have a toll-free number you can call. It's 1-833-728-2568. 1-833-728-2568, which is also 1-833-SAVE-A-LOT, S-A-V-A-L-O-T. I know the topic today, Janet, concerns a lot of people that listen to the show, whether they be aunts, uncles, grandfathers, grandmothers, and parents. And the topic today is children's health. What do parents, grandparents, and other relatives have to do to keep children healthy? So with that said, I know we sent you some pictures of many of the products that we have here at the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center, which I know you're familiar with. Sitting in front of me, though, is an array of different products, Yummy Bears, Sovereign Silver for Kids, S2C Kid Sticks, Yo Mega from Vitamin Friends. We have Yummy Bears. We have the Alternivites for Kids. We have the Norwegian Gold Kids DHA. Then we have PRI, the Manuka Honey Strawberry Lollipops, Carlson Cod Liver Oil for kids. So we got a lot to discuss today. So with that said, I'm going to turn it over to you.
Okay, thank you, Al. And so it is such a challenge for parents to navigate the confusing waters, so to speak, on the internet when it comes to children's nutrition. A lot of conflicting information, and it's interesting because looking at the website, the government websites, NIH websites, essentially they tell you, no, you really don't need to supplement your children's diet at all. That, again, you can get pretty much everything your child needs by putting the right things on your child's plate. Well, that sounds wonderful. You've done your job as mom and dad, aunts and uncles, grandparents, all of those relatives. You've done your job. You put it on the child's plate. Oh, then you have to get it into that child. And sometimes they might be just smelling something that's on their dinner plate and they, oh, I don't like that. And it's interesting because I was out to dinner a few weeks ago and there was a young child in the group and I had kind of something exotic to eat and as an appetizer and I was sharing it with people and the parents of the little girl said, here, have a bite. And she looked at it and she wasn't really sure whether she wanted to try it, but her dad put it on a fork, put it into her mouth, and lo and behold, she loved it. And so she had several more servings of, or several more bites of it. So what I was very impressed with is the dad just said, well, just try it. Try it. If you don't like it, you don't have to have any more. And that has been kind of the watchword between dad and daughter for so many years. Daughter's willing to try anything because she knows that if she doesn't like, she doesn't have to eat any more of it. But because she is willing to try so many different things, her diet is extremely varied and probably sophisticated for her age. What's very interesting is so many parents don't necessarily offer that variety of choices on the child's plate. Consequently, the diet is relatively limited, may very well be, unfortunately, focused more on things that have a sweetness to them and might not necessarily be as full of nutrients as we would hope. It's so important for our kids' health that they have a variety of foods, on their plates and not overwhelming amounts. I think that there are some things to take into consideration when you're putting together a plate for a child. First of all, those things with very strong flavors, please remember that children have much more sensitive taste buds than adults, that the certain things that we as adults might figure out, oh, those are not such a strong taste, to a child might be very strong tasting and have a very strong aroma. So if it's something that is going to have a strong taste, strong scent, a very, very small portion and have the kids take a bite. And if they don't like it, they have to chew it. They have to swallow it. No spitting out. Oh, that doesn't work. And so you as the parent, you're setting the rules. So, but be mindful if there is this very large serving on a plate and this is a little kid, they might just feel overwhelmed looking at the plate. And that can have kind of a suppressive effect on appetite and the desire to eat and eat a variety of foods. But unfortunately, because of the many different potential contaminants in our food, the way our food is produced, how it is transported, literally across the country, many, many hundreds and hundreds of miles, you might not necessarily be providing to yourself and your children the quality and quantity of nutrients that you think you are. And so, in my view, crucially important for moms, pregnant moms, young women considering or planning to become pregnant, this whole nutrition aspect is crucial. You need to support the body, and there are so many different details about supporting the body. And when you're missing just one of them, that can throw off the ability to use the rest of all of those nutrients that are being very well provided for. Okay, so where do you start? A multivitamin. What are we going to do? Gummies full of sugar, full of possible preservatives, full of artificial colors. Now, what I'm talking about, those are the gummies that you're very likely to find in a drugstore, discount store, big box store, the grocery store. And as you're walking down the aisle in the grocery store and you happen to pass a multivitamin, you might be in the aisle with lots of over-the-counter medications and vitamins. And these vitamins, take a look at the small print. You want that multivitamin, but in my view, let's talk about a variety of ways of getting all of those different nutrients from a multivitamin into your children without all of the sugar, without all of the additional components that really aren't so very necessary, that really are negatives that might minimize the ability to utilize the vitamins that are in that formula. So when we come back from this short break, we'll talk about some multivitamins that you can find at the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center that you can be very well assured that they are not full of negative components, components that can interfere with how well your child is able to absorb those nutrients. I'm Janet Cimarelli. You are tuned to the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour, and we'll be right back after these messages. Come to my office at the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center. I can evaluate your blood work to determine the beneficial activity of your supplements. For comprehensive testing information and personalized recommendations, speak with me, Janet Cimarelli, and get the guidance needed to achieve meaningful results for your personal health issues. 754-307-1655. 754-307-1655. The Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center is located at 3105 North State Road 7, 1/2 mile south of Sample Road in the Penn Dutch Shopping Center in Margate.
Caring for your health doesn't stop with taking the best supplements. Caring for your health also means reducing your exposure to harmful chemicals. Come see the great selection of skincare products containing no harmful chemicals, products that support your good health and the health of our world around us. Natural hair care, body washes, fragrances, essential oils, moisturizers. Support your good health with all the natural products at great prices. Fabulous prices. Unmatched prices. All at Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center, 3105 North State Road 7, Margate, 754-307-1655.
Good morning, everybody. This is Al Foreman for the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour. It's Monday morning, August 7th. Beautiful, bright day here in Margate. And as Janet pointed out, we are located at 3105 North State Road 7 in the PennDOT Shopping Center, and we are open tonight until 8 o'clock. Janet, the multivitamin that you mentioned for kids, would you venture to say that that's also a foundational product for adults as well?
Absolutely. When you are dealing with the goal of optimizing nutrition status, it's all of those nutrients interaction and interacting. And if you're missing one of them, then that interaction is compromised.
Well, as a parent, I can only think back years ago with my kids. If they saw me taking a multi or a vitamin, they wanted to do the same thing. So I think it's important, the fact that you pointed it out, that maybe parents, if you want to give the kids the multi, you have to show them that you're taking your multi as well. It'll give them an incentive to do what you want to do.
Very important to give them incentives. And the thing is, kids are really sensitive. They know when they don't feel well. They know when something supports them, helps them feel better. And so here are what we're discussing today. Here are all of these different approaches to enhance the well-being of your child. When your child's well-being is enhanced, I can tell you parents' well-being is enhanced also.
For sure, without a doubt. So getting back to the multivitamin issue, is there a good way, other than just having the children see the parent take the multi, to give them an incentive?
Wow. Okay. How about you want to be tall, you want to be strong, you want to play a specific sport? You know, all of those discussions with your kids, I think that's an incentive to get them to take their vitamins. And the kids are going to feel better. And once they realize that is an accomplishment, that they feel differently when they take their vitamins than when they don't take their vitamins, that's their motivation.
I couldn't agree with you more. That's a great point.
Okay, so many different choices out there, and there are some liquid multis that are not super, super, super high in sugar that you could mix in. You could mix in with a little applesauce. You could mix in with a little yogurt. You could mix in with a kid-appropriate dose protein drink in the morning, and that protein drink can be made in a blender, possibly with a little bit of ice, possibly with a little bit of blueberry, strawberry in there, and it does take a little bit of imagination and creativity, but you're going to present this drink to your child at breakfast literally as a treat, because it can be an excellent, excellent flavor. Chocolate, vanilla, strawberry, different flavors that the children will absolutely love, and the liquid multi can be in it. I am not such a fan of the gummies and some of the chewables. It's a reasonable enough place to start, but then when the children, as you mentioned, Al, see that mom and dad and older sisters, big brothers, they are swallowing their multivitamins, not chewing them and not using gummies, it's time to teach your kids how to swallow a supplement. Now, 4-year-olds can learn how to swallow a small size supplement, and there are plenty of different appropriately sized vitamin products that kids can use. And I think it's a very important aspect to teach your kids how to swallow a supplement. So why do you want to do all of this? Well, you want to achieve the proper growth. You don't want necessarily to have your children significantly out of range when visiting the pediatrician, and there is that graph, the growth chart, that will compare your child's height and weight to the norm, the so-called norm. Now, I tell parents, don't get too wrapped up, too intense about the results of it. Use your powers of observation. If mom and dad are slender, very thin, your child may be below the norm on one of those growth charts. But take a look at the family. The family tends to be very thin, and baby, instead of being chubby, is a little thinner, lower on that weight than is the norm on the growth chart. So don't get too intense about that. And once again, if the height in general in the family is a shorter stature than comparing to the norm, again, don't get too intense. Yes, indeed, you want to make sure that when you're looking at your child, they're sleeping well, their energy is good, they tend to digest their food well, their elimination is good, their energy is good, their mood is predictable and stable, and that they have a very good appetite. So those are all of the criteria that you would use to observe and focus on an area possibly where maybe your child isn't where you would hope they would be, and you can address that issue nutritionally. So some of the things that are so important after you're doing the multi, brain and neurological development. It's so important. And so for women who are considering becoming pregnant, okay, time to start taking your super high quality fish oil. Pregnant moms who are taking their prenatal vitamin, again, super high quality fish oil. One of the ones that I absolutely love is New Chapter's Whole Omega, sustainably harvested wild caught Alaskan salmon. So the necessity for all kinds of distillation approaches to remove contaminants is absolutely not an issue there. These fish are harvested, and the potential for accumulated toxins in these fish is very, very low. So New Chapter Whole Omega for the pregnant moms, very nice support. And then, Al, you mentioned that Carlson has a cod liver oil for kids. Cod liver oil for kids is going to approach a couple of different issues that are of great importance to mom and dad. You want to support your child's immune system, certainly when they're starting to go off to either nursery school or school, then exposure to so many other people. Many times, unfortunately, they keep coming home with viral infections, colds, sniffles, ear infections, sore throats, all of that. The cod liver oil containing A and D and the essential fatty acids, so helpful for supporting your child's immune system. So the A and D, excellent, excellent, excellent for immune support, the essential fatty acids for their brain and neurological development. So you're getting comprehensive coverage and very important support for not only your child's growth and immune system, but the development of their brains. So they need that support to developing brain and neurological tissue in order to be attentive in classes and being able to focus and participate. So much is covered when you're using the Carlson cod liver oil for children. The vitamin D is so important, not only for their immune system, but also for the ability of their bodies to metabolize properly the calcium that they may be getting, hopefully from lots and lots of vegetables, but possibly from a little of the dairy products, hopefully fermented dairy products, much easier for those kids to digest. Now, that's another issue that's so important for parents to be aware of, that their children's digestive system is properly supported, that they are able to properly break down all of the different types of food that they are exposed to and benefit from the nutrient content. So we know that so many kids, if they are exposed to a variety of different situations, and antibiotics is one of the most significant. The antibiotic exposure, unfortunately, creates a situation where minimal absorption of a variety of nutrients occurs. That minimal absorption, literally the child is getting the food, consuming the food, but not able to access it on a cellular level. That's what happens after antibiotics. So if you are dealing with your child comes home, yes, there's a little bit of, let's say, a sore throat. A variety of different natural approaches to help that child recover from the sore throat without resorting to antibiotic treatment. Now, you have to be very attentive to this, because if it is actually a bacterial sore throat, and your natural approaches for knocking out that bacteria are not working, yes, then antibiotics are absolutely an appropriate response. What you want to be doing is, number one, keeping that immune system so highly primed that your natural approaches to knock out a virus or bacteria, that those approaches work. We are coming up on a break here on the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour. I'm Janet Cimarelli, and I will be at the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center this afternoon from 2 to 5. And right after these messages, I'll be giving you some more information on how to keep your kids healthy. Stay tuned.
Are you looking for expert advice on how to improve your health? Now you can conveniently schedule consultations with Janet Cimarelli, licensed nutritionalist, at the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center. Janet is a licensed nutrition counselor specializing in the field of natural foods and supplements. Janet offers consultations in her office with convenient and flexible times to meet the needs of your busy life. Janet will educate you on how to manage your diet and lifestyle to overcome illness. Her areas of expertise include allergies, diabetes, heart disease, hormone replacement, weight management, insomnia, and healthy aging. Don't wait. Come see Janet, and she'll guide you to change your diet and change your life. Take control of your health at Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center and tune in to hear Janet on the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour, Monday through Friday, 10 to 11 a.m., right here on WNN.
Mr. Al Foreman and his team are working very hard to stock the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center with the best supplements, the best beauty care, the best organic groceries, but the best of the best is the prices. EDLP, Everyday Low Prices. We invite you to come and see what we're creating for you, the savvy health food shopper. Come see us at the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center, 3105 North State Road 7 in the PennDOT Shopping Center, 1/2 mile south of Sample Road in Margate, 754-307-4000. 1655. 754-307-1655.
Good morning, everybody. This is Al Foreman for the Save a Lot Nutrition Hour. I am joined with Janet Cimarelli, who happens to be up at the WWNN studios up in Boca Raton. And we're speaking about children's health and some of the products or some of the different types of products that parents should be aware of that they can give to their kids to keep their immune system strong and healthy and grow to be big and healthy, achieving the results they would like to achieve by playing sports or by being a very learned student or a combination of both. And I think the key point also, Janet, that people have to consider is in addition to the foundational multivitamin, when children go to school, they're exposed to many different germs and illnesses that surround them by the other kids, because not every parent cares about their kid's health. So they are susceptible to developing illnesses while they're in school. And I think a key point that we have to discuss is some of the different areas or different products that parents can be using to keep the child's immune system strong on a regular basis, so they are not as susceptible to coming down with the germs from the other kids in their classes. One thing you did mention, the Carlson Kids Norwegian Cod Liver Oil, which happens to be lemon-flavored. And for kids that are 2 years and older, all you need is a half a teaspoon a day. And the half a teaspoon gives the child 250 milligrams of DHA and 200 milligrams of EPA in just a half a teaspoon. And this particular product, the manufacturer has a suggested retail price of $32.90. We have an everyday low price of only $19.79. And there are two other products I'm looking at that maybe we can discuss or you could discuss sometime during the rest of the show. And that's the Ester C Kids Sticks and the Child Life Probiotic with Colostrum. And with that said, Janet, I'm going to turn it back to you.
It's very interesting because not only is the vitamin C going to be superiorly helpful at supporting the nutrients in the Carlson Kids Cod Liver Oil formula, but the vitamin C is going to enhance dopamine levels. When you are supporting your children's dopamine levels, what does that translate to? Calmness, less edgy behavior, less hypersensitivity. You take that vitamin C into consideration if you think that, that there's a lack of contentment. Dopamine support will essentially achieve that contented situation, a level of brain sensitivity that's so important in the ability to navigate in the world. Navigate as a baby, so a little bit of vitamin C for your infant, and certainly a little bit of vitamin C for your toddler and your school-age child. That ability to remain calm is so important at all those different stages of development. They're able to take in information and process information to learn in a more appropriate way when their dopamine levels are supported. So they're getting support to their immune system and support to the neurotransmitter dopamine. So many different individual nutrients, critically important, depending on what the focus of your, what goals you have in mind for your child. I talked about the importance of the fermented dairy products, the importance of probiotics, particularly after a course of antibiotic treatment to address some sort of an infection. But the probiotics are also part of a much bigger picture. Those probiotics are crucial with regard to being able to absorb B vitamins. So B vitamins possibly being in short supply if the diet does not contain a very dramatic profile of whole grains. It's the whole grains that's going to provide B complex to the child. But if you don't have the probiotics in the gut, then the absorption, the utilization of those B complex nutrients, that's not accessible to your child. So as a parent giving the multivitamin to your kids, that is part of that whole picture. So you're going to be covered with A and D. You're going to be covered with B complex. You're going to be covered with a variety of different minerals. So let's talk a little bit about those minerals. Let's say your child has a little bit of trouble sleeping. Magnesium. Well, the magnesium level, very important to support that magnesium content. And again, there are some liquid magnesium formulas, very minimal amount do you have to get into your child. And it can be mixed into a lot of different things so that the magnesium level for your child is supported. And you take a little bit of that magnesium in the evening and sleep comes easier. Magnesium important also to interact with the vitamin D and the calcium. So a variety of different approaches for maintaining bone density and covering all of your bases with a multivitamin, possibly supported with a little extra magnesium if your child has difficulty falling asleep. Let's talk about digestion. Oh, constipation might be a problem. Maybe your child, for some reason, just has a super high sensitivity in their digestive tract and elimination is compromised. A little bit of magnesium makes that so easy, and you're not necessarily having to resort to any kind of laxative use. Laxative use that down the road can have a number of unpleasant consequences. You don't want to get your kids' digestive systems accustomed to using an artificial stimulant for elimination. Magnesium does the trick. This was very interesting in putting together information for today's show. Iron, and this is a double-edged sword. There are so many warning labels on different iron supplements because if children have an overdose of iron, it can be a damaging situation. But if that child doesn't have sufficient iron stores, their behavior can be affected. Amazing, amazing, amazing. So they don't necessarily have to be anemic. So you're not necessarily looking at red blood cell hemoglobin and hematocrit on blood work to determine if your kid's getting enough iron. What you need to take a look at is ferritin, the iron stores. So that ferritin, if that happens to be very low, unfortunately, the child's behavior may very well be affected. Interesting. Who knew? We know about the importance of the probiotics to absorb the B vitamins for energy and taking in information. We know about the importance of the omega-3s to get that kind of neurological and brain development. But ferritin being so important at modifying impulsive behavior. So brand new information for me. Okay, zinc. Now, we know that zinc is going to be a significant support to a child's immune response, but it's also part of attention deficit disorder if zinc is deficient. So if you would like to have an additional focus to overcome any kind of attention deficit that you might be observing in your child, zinc could be the issue. Now, again, zinc, as with iron, I'm going to say pretty much with any nutrient, if there's too much, it's a negative. If there's not enough, it's a negative. It's a deficiency. Other things don't work together in concert the way that they're meant to. But zinc has also been shown to be an important part of evaluating causes for attention deficits in your children. So the mineral balance, very important. When you think about magnesium, and I told you how that would be very helpful for elimination and sleep, magnesium also is going to have kind of a calming effect on muscles. So if a child is fidgety, just cannot sit still, calcium and magnesium taken together can be very suitable for that child, and just a little bit. Once again, you pay attention to the size and activity level of the child and make an appropriate dose based on what your observations are. And that dose may change from time to time. Let's say you have a child who's deficient in magnesium. Maybe the calcium-magnesium balance is not correct. And then over a few weeks' time of supporting it properly, then you have to evaluate again. Maybe you need to back off from that dose. Kids, particularly when they're well-fed, they are going to have an appropriate uptake of those minerals. And you want that entire profile of vitamins and minerals that typically you're going to find in a multivitamin, that profile providing an awesome foundation. I talked about the importance of omega-3, the zinc, the magnesium, the ferritin, all of that for behavior and particularly for neurological function and taking in information. Interesting, because ginkgo biloba and a little bit of ginseng can be very suitable if you're dealing with a super impulsive child. So that impulsivity can be balanced, but once again, you have to be extremely sensitive and observant to the response if you decide to use those two approaches with your child. And I'm going to say I would prefer to see those substances used with older kids, let's say teenagers and so on. You may find that those two things work very well for supporting brain chemistry. And it is time for us to take a short break here on the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour. I'm Janet Cimarelli, and I will be available this afternoon from 2 to 5 at the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center. So if you have any questions about your kids' nutrition status and how you can work toward balancing their dietary intake, balancing their nutrients, come on in and see me. Stay tuned. I'll be right back after these messages. Save-A-Lot has the entire spectrum of products to support your good health. Let's begin with those choices of organic foods at Save-A-Lot. Minimize your exposure to artificial chemicals found in fertilizers, pesticides, and genetically modified organisms. Choose organic foods and support your good health, as well as supporting ethical food practices. Come to Save-A-Lot and see your organic food choices at great prices, the best prices. 3105 North State Road 7 in Margate, 1/2 mile south of Sample Road in the Penn Dutch Shopping Plaza, 754-307-1655.
Looking for quality groceries at great discount prices? Look no more. You can find the brands you know at the very best prices at Save-A-Lot, and always at the best prices. EDLP prices, everyday low prices. I said everyday low prices. That's right. EDLP everyday low prices. Come in, see for yourself, see the great selection, and be amazed at the prices. Save a Lot Nutrition Centers, 3105 North State Road 7, Margate. Go to SaveALotNutritionCenters.com. That's SaveALotNutritionCenters.com.
Good morning, everybody. This is Al Foreman for the Save a Lot Nutrition Hour. It is Monday morning, the 7th of August, and as Janet, she will be available today right here at Save a Lot from 2 o'clock until 5 o'clock. So please make it a point to visit her if you have any questions about the topic for today or any concerns or health issues that you may like to resolve and correct. Janet's the person to speak to. And again, she's here today from 2 o'clock until 5 o'clock. The two products that we were speaking about earlier, the Ester C, which is from American Health, is a 250 milligram in a stick, and it's a box of 30 powder packets that you can put into water or any other drink that would make it taste good. The manufacturer suggested retail price on this is $17.99. We have an everyday low price of only $12.59. And the probiotic from Child Life is a powder, and it's a 50 gram, which is 1.7 ounce. The manufacturer suggested retail price is $23.95. We have an everyday low price of only $14.49, and there's approximately 25 servings in this particular container. And another point that I think has to be stressed also, Janet, is the kids that are given soda. I think that's a crime when parents feed their kids soda. I'd like to get your opinion.
I don't think anybody should be drinking soda.
I'm with you.
It's really interesting because I think Coca-Cola and Pepsi, they're finding out that many people have discovered that there are 10 teaspoons of sugar in, I think it's like a 12-ounce container of soda.
Correct.
And unfortunately, that sugar is just hits your system and dysregulates your hunger sensations, your brain function, your energy level, and certainly it affects your digestive system. Your microbiome is negatively affected by that blast of sugar. So important to make sure that your kids have minimal exposure to sugar.
Very strong point, and I wholeheartedly agree with that.
All right. So in addition to staying away from the sodas, it's important to kind of figure out different treats and different incentives to give to your kids and be talking to them about the importance of high-quality food and that, no, we don't eat those things here. And so sugar pops, cereal, and different cookies and those kinds of things, possibly not totally eliminated, but absolutely minimized in the everyday routine. One of the things that's important is particularly to begin the day correctly, give your child breakfast. And it's very difficult. Sometimes some of those kids are really slow starters in the morning, and it's difficult to get them to eat a good breakfast, keeping in mind that just a little bit is appropriate for some of the smaller sized humans that we're talking about. But protein in that breakfast is so very important. It was investigated in a research study and shown that their memory is better when they have breakfast. They do better on tests when they have had breakfast. Their attention is better for children who have breakfast, and irritability is lessened. Well, isn't that a good thing? They have better coping skills. They meet their weight targets, and their overall nutrition and healthy growth is supported when they have breakfast on a routine basis. So you want to minimize the exposure to sugar and support the intake of high quality, easily digested proteins, particularly at breakfast. But that's important for kids at every meal, an appropriate serving of high quality protein. So vegetables, certainly some meat, some poultry, nuts, vegetables. The other aspect of this, instead of offering your kids something sweet to drink, and it could be juice, you've moved away from having sodas in the house, but instead there might be some juices. Well, those juices have as much sugar in them, unfortunately, as the soda. So it might be from all fruit sources. So if the juice says 100% fruit, yes, you're getting 100% fruit, but look at the grams of sugar in each serving, and it might be a very unpleasant surprise to see that that sugar content is way more than would be appropriate. So offer water, 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 water to your kids. It's important, particularly here in the summer in South Florida, that you keep your kids properly hydrated. If they are not properly hydrated, the ability to utilize, digest all of the high-quality foods that you're offering to them, that digestion is minimized. I just want to mention that it's important in processed foods for you to know exactly what's in it. Remember, those smaller bodies, unfortunately, are much more vulnerable to the different chemicals that are in our processed foods. Now, mom and dad, you want to avoid those as well and give your kids very much that foundation of high quality nutrition that doesn't have artificial colors and doesn't have artificial flavors. Keeping in mind that sometimes the small print may actually say natural flavors, those natural flavors still may come from sources that you really don't want to be feeding your child on any kind of a regular basis. The preservatives. Fewer and fewer products are having those ingredients like BHT, but the truth of the matter is we still need to look at the small print. You need to look at the small print on any supplements that you're giving to your children. You might be astonished at the negative ingredients that are available in some of the formulas that are meant specifically for kids and have some heartbreakingly negative ingredients in them. So no sugar. Get away from the sugar when you're giving very dense sugar-laden products to your kids. Destabilizing their blood sugar chemistry leads to sleep interruption, irritability, an overactive or even underactive appetite. So important to stay away from the sugars and the artificial sweeteners. The artificial sweeteners having a dramatically damaging effect on your kids' brains. Make sure that your multivitamin or your child's multivitamin has that very comprehensive B complex support available. As an additional benefit to the multivitamin that you're providing for your kids, omega-3, so important. Check the multivitamin that it does have some zinc, a little bit of iron, some calcium and magnesium. You want that comprehensive foundation. And you want to make sure that you are also providing the probiotic that's going to allow digestion to be absolutely complete, that the breakdown of the nutrients is sufficient, and ultimately that nutrient is being delivered on a cellular level where it makes a difference to the function of that cell, that tissue, and ultimately your kid's entire body. I want to take just a moment to say that there is a lot of information on the internet, and it tends to come from dietitians. Now, there are lots of dietitians out there who are comprehensive in their approach, counseling people about good food and nutrient support. But unfortunately, a lot of the government agencies and the dietitian-focused information says your kid just needs a good diet. They don't need supplements. Well, I'm saying the variety of different food offerings that are there for kids unfortunately means that, yes, indeed, they do need to supplement that diet. They need to also be supported with a little bit of a child-appropriate digestive enzyme so absorption and utilization of the nutrients is complete. Nutrition counselor, and that's what I am, they're more focused on complete attention to every different aspect of nutrition, from the daily dietary intake to the supplements that you're using. And to all of my listeners, thanks so much for tuning in to the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour. We'll be back tomorrow at 10. Thanks for listening.
You've been listening to the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour with your hosts, Mr. Al Foreman, and licensed nutrition counselor, Janet Cimarelli. Remember to tune in every weekday at 10 a.m. and find out more about EDLP. The opinions expressed on the preceding sponsored program were strictly those of its hosts, guests, and callers, and not necessarily those of this station, its staff, management, or sponsors.